the house of worship, not coming to listen to a man, but listening to yourself. I've got nothing for these people, but you have some for them, Lord. I'm just a man in me. There is nothing, Lord Jesus. I want to yield myself to thee so that these people may be blessed from the throne. May you come down again, like always come down in the Garden of Eden. Lord, where you two or three are gathering your name, you are there, Lord. We pray that your presence may be imminent and that it may heal the sick people. It may recover the wounds, Lord. It can bless someone. It can strengthen and encourage my brothers and sisters. We commit this service unto your mighty hands. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I greet you tonight in the good name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you tired from work? I'm saying that I'm greeting you tonight in the wonderful name of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. Can you give a hand of praise to God? Amen. There is no name like the name of Jesus Christ. The prophet says it's the human name of God. Amen. We are so thankful for our Savior, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to greet Pastor Chesa Blessing. I want to acknowledge and just try to thank him again, once more time again, for the opportunity he gives us to speak to his people. Amen. And I want also to greet each one of you for coming here tonight. We believe that the Lord will speak to all of us. Now, the Lord can speak to you only when you are under expectation. Otherwise, you'll come to service and go back the same. But I don't know any man who came to Christ and go back the same. Something has to happen, amen. And tonight, I'm under expectation that something will happen in my life. I don't care about my neighbor, whether he amens or no, but I'm here for my own life, amen. Glory be to God. So I hope my brother will, I'm a little bit faster. Where is the brother that always interprets me? He's not around, right? Okay, that's fine. I hope the brother will catch up with me. So are we ready for the word now? I'm afraid that I'll go over time, but I don't think so. Because if I don't finish this, it can give an uncertain sound. But I hope we might finish even 30 or 45 minutes. Oh, we can go over time to get double payments. Amen. Okay, I will be reading the Bible from the countdown, so from Revelation going down to Genesis. Yeah. Okay, do you have your Bibles in the book of Revelation, chapter 8? Chapter 8, the book of Revelation.
Chapter 8.
Then we go in the book of Matthew. And then we go in the book of Genesis. In the book of Revelation, just one verse. Now, the book of Matthew, you'll be sitting down because there are a lot of verses. The book of Genesis, one verse.
Genesis, one verse.
So, chapter 8, verse 1.
Chapter 8, number 1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. I was expecting a big amen from believers. This scripture is supposed to make you shout. When they say there was a silence about half an hour, I think this food is for only egos. I'm sorry that today I will preach for true, real believers, which believe the word regardless of what. Now, we will see if you never believe today. Now, if you ever believe, we will see together with the prophet.
Amen.
I will be hanging by the prophet's side. I won't say anything from myself. No.
So
I will make sure I hang down there. And then when I'm hanging behind the prophet, be careful. Whether you say amen or not, when I'm with the prophet, you must be careful. Amen. So let me play again this tape. Let me read again this book. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Amen. Let me pray. Lord Almighty God, add blessings to the reading of your word. Give us the genuine respect and the revelation of the word, so that you may be blessed through the preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now, Matthew. There are a lot of brothers I want to thank here. So, you know yourself. God bless you richly. A lot of brothers. Brother Rodi, Brother Kingdom. So, God bless you. For tomorrow I'll be flying, God willing. So, I need your prayers. Now, follow carefully the book of Matthew. Chapter 13.
Matthew 13.
Now, if you miss this, you won't understand everything. We're going to read down until 17. So the Bible says here from Matthew 13, 10. The Bible says, and the disciples came and said unto him, can go fast. The disciples came, verse 10. Yes. Why speak thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. I can say tonight, because it is given to you to understand the mystery of the silence, but not to them. To others, it's going to be chaos tonight. But to you, believers, it was given to you. Hallelujah. The grace to understand the mystery of the seventh seal. Amen. This is Jesus replying now. 12 says, for whosoever has to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. That's what I'm going to do tonight. If you have more, you're going to get more. If you have nothing, I will take even the little you have. It's Jesus saying here. If you have more revelation, you're going to go from revelation to revelation. If you have a little one, it will vanish tonight. It's not me, it's Jesus saying. Jesus says, if you have more, I give you more. You have little, I take even the little. It's not me, it's Jesus. Amen, amen. So you must make sure you have more tonight. You must have more fuel tonight. We don't want a crash of the aeroplane like we had. There was no more fuel and it crashed. Because they had little, it's finished also. Because they had little. They had little. Alright. So it's finished. So if they had more, they were going to also get more. Now, 13 says, therefore, speak I to them in parables. Because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Can you say amen to this? Jesus says, I'm speaking in parable by purpose, so that by seeing they may not see, by hearing they may not understand. Because you can hear, but you don't understand. You can see, but you don't perceive. So Jesus says, I'm talking in a parable by force, on purpose. So that the one that they've got more may get more. The one with little may be taken. So Jesus was hiding things on purpose. Hey. Oh my. 14 says.
14 verse.
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear, and you shall not understand. And seeing you shall see, and you shall not perceive. Now listen, 15. For these people's heart is waxed the gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Can you say amen? Because people's hearts are vexed. They see, but they are blind. They look, but they can't. I wonder how many blinds we have tonight. But God always has a witness. God never miss any witness. There must be someone that will stand and say, this is the truth I believe. Amen. Because even here, it was only for disciples. But when Jesus was coming in public, he was giving tough things and certain sounds. He was giving mysteries. He was talking in secret, in parables. But with disciples at times, he will reveal the mystery. Are we together? And Jesus says here in 15, that so that in hearing the hearing, because if they can hear and see, they will get converted and then even heal. In other words, Jesus was hiding conversion and hiding the healing in the mystery. Once you cut that mystery, conversion is pure. Then you are converted. We want to see converted people tonight. We will see. And once you are converted, you get the healing. Once you hear and perceive, you don't need a prayer anymore. Once you believe, you are healed already. Maybe someone was waiting for laying of hands tonight. There's more than laying of hands tonight. There is just faith where you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And things happen where you are. Prophet said prayer has got no distance. Prayer has no distance. Now let me read 16 and
17.
I said I'll stop at number 17. You know number 17 is the great number. I told you that at that time. 17 is not a joke. So I said I will stop at
17.
Because Noah went in the ark on the 17th. Someone was asking me, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, I don't know if I will have time. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, as Noah went in the ark on the second month, then this man says, the second month, the 17th of second month, supposed to be February. But why Brother Branham says it was in May? I said, go read again. He went to read again. He brought me the Bible. He read for me, Genesis 7 or 8. The second month, the 17th day, Noah went in the ark. It's supposed to be February, my brother. You see, Brother Branham made a mistake. I said, go read again. Brother Branham says, if you read the Bible without my specs, you'll never understand it. So tonight, we want to read the Bible with Brother Branham's specs or with Brother Branham's interpretation. Glory be to God. I said, go read again. Then he came with this. I said, you see, it was not given to you to understand the mystery of the kingdom. But to me, it was given that grace to read between the lines. Then I said, come here, my brother. The first month, the true calendar is the Jewish calendar. That's the genuine calendar. The first month is Nisan.
which is April. Okay, the first month to God is April. So lambs are born in April. When they say a lamb must be old of 12 months, a lamb must be old of 12 months. It must start from April to April. Are we together? So the first month is April. Jesus was born in April. But Abraham was born in April. So when the Bible says the second month, then it becomes May in your calendar. Can you say glory to Jesus? But it was given only to you to understand it. Others will say, but Abraham made a mistake. Oh my glory. Give your hand of praise to God. Amen. Now, 16 and
17.
Listen now carefully. Jesus is blessing you. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Can you say amen now today? Jesus is blessing now. He was blessing disciples, and we are disciples. The bride is the follower of Christ. So the bride is the disciple, for they are disciples. Now listen, there will be a blessing tonight for whoever sees, whoever can see, and whoever can hear. Jesus is blessing those ones that can see. Amen. Now listen why Jesus is blessing. Number 17 here. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets, hallelujah, and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear, and have not heard them. Can you say amen? Many prophets, Abraham, wanted to see them, but they said not you. John wanted to write them, he said not you. Daniel, all of them, they wanted to hear what you're going to hear tonight. But he was not given a chance. Glory be to God. It was given to you tonight to understand the mystery of the kingdom. What is my title? Before I give my title, I want to ask a question. How many believe that the seven of seals is open? I want to see your hands up. Oh, that's glory to God. The whole church believes the seven seal is open. This is what, then I don't have a tough work tonight. Because if you believe already, that's there, then. Now, let's see how you believe it now with the prophet. So my topic tonight is the mystery of the silence. Because the Bible says, when he opened the seven of seals, there was a silence. Can you say amen to that? So I want to preach on that silence. In other words, that silence was the seven of seals. So I'm preaching on the mystery of the seven of seals. But yet the seven of seals, nothing is written. Can you say amen to that? I'm saying I will preach to true eagles tonight. Oh my. The mystery of the silence. For others it's a silence. But for the bride, in the silence, there is something that because God will never stop working. Can you say amen? Oh, glory be to God. Now, what I want to define a silence first. Because we all know what is a mystery. A mystery is a scripture that was previously hidden, but today, divinely revealed, but yet still, a spiritual element. Attached to it. That's a mystery. Amen. Now, what is a silence? I was going through a Webster to ask to understand what is the meaning of silence before I come to the prophet. They give three definitions. The first one, forbearance from speech or noise. When they forbid you to speak or to talk or to make noise, we call it silence. How many can say it's true? That's true. Actually, we call it muting. It's muting. It's mute. It's to mute. But when I say mute the music, it doesn't mean the music is not playing. There is
music.
But I just ask you to mute. I just ask you to silence. But the music is still playing. Hallelujah. It was given to you to understand that when you mute, something is still going on.
Oh, my. That was one.
Two, absence of sound or noise. They say stillness. When they say there is no sound, there is no music playing. Ever. First, there is no one who is talking. There is no one who's, no noise. No music is playing. Now, it's still. When they say the water is still, it doesn't mean the water is not moving. Can you say amen? Oh my! When they say still water, it means that the water has got a life, but in a quietness. So when we look, you look at the rivers, this river is
still.
You see like the water is standing quiet. Like the water does not move. No, the water is moving. But it's still. Oh my. Now listen, they said
tough.
They said here. Silence is absence of mention or written. When something is not written, it's also silent. When a paper is blank, it's silent. Can you say amen? When something is not written, it's silent. And the seven of sin was not written. But it does mean you don't have something to write. No, no. You have something to write. Oh my! When they say keep quiet, you keep quiet, it doesn't mean you don't have something to tell. Something is there in that quietness. Now I see people start understanding. Can we say amen to that? Oh, glory be to God. I wish I have time to go through a lot of things. Let me come now to my small topic. First quotation, today I will read, if you have a pen, write quote, I will quote like never before, because it's quite tough, so I need quotations. Now you say the seventh scene was open, yeah? Now if the brothers will be like quickly also, when I say they can check it quickly, it will be good, but I won't wait for you, I'll have to go fast. Paragraph 176, the Feast of Trumpets. Are we together? The prophet says, the seven of seal has not opened yet. You know? Say amen to that. Today I'll read quotation that's looking like they are contradicting. But there is no contradiction. The prophet says, the seven of seal that you say is open. The prophet says that seven of seal is not yet open. Do you know that? So how did you say it's open? Someone will say, did I make a mistake? No, you never made a mistake. You have a revelation that even when the prophet said it is not open yet, but you know that the prophet was sent for the seven of sins. Now listen. The seven seals is open yet. You know, that is coming. We start now. The prophet said, that is coming. In other words, if the seven of seal is open, it means he has come. Say amen. Where are amen now? The prophet says, it hasn't opened yet. You know, it is coming. Now, if it's open, it means he has come. I don't know if I'm going to move it. Now listen carefully. Paragraph 149. Because the seventh seal there was silent. No one knew that was the minute or hour that Christ would come as he revealed it to us. Where are Athens now? Who can amen this? The Bible says the seven of there was a sign. He said that was the minute or the hour that Christ should come as he has revealed it to us. Now it was revealed to us. But normally it was revealed to Brother Branham. But he's putting us to include all of you. But the word of God comes to the prophet. Glory be to God. It was revealed to Malachi 4. Are we together? So if the seven of seal is open, you must know the minute, the hour of his coming. Am I preaching to believers tonight? It will be given only to true believers to understand the mystery of the silence, the mystery of the seven of seals. It was his coming, says the prophet. And the prophet says in the bridge, yes, 248, the prophet says clearly, I don't know if I've got it here. He said it clearly there. He says it, I don't know if I can read it. Okay, actually, just before the end of the paragraph, he says, the same time the seventh angel is giving his message, the last seal is open. Can you say amen? Not after. The same time. Who is the seventh angel? The seventh angel, the Bible says, it's not Christ. The seventh angel, the Bible says, Revelation 10, 7, it's a man, it's a fellow brother. It's an earthly man. It's an earthly messenger. He's not the heavenly one, he's the earthly one. And his name is Brother Branham. When he will be sounding, at the time he's sounding his message, the Bible says the last seal is open. Who believed our report? That when he sounds his message, the seven of seal has to be open. Yet the Bible said the seven of seal, it was his coming. Hey, yeah. Are we together? Now listen this one. Paragraph 264. Look, I want to say one more thing. Closely now. Don't miss this. How striking. From the seventh angels, between brackets, messenger of the seventh seal. Message. So, Ron wants to say something striking. He says, from the seventh angel's message, between brackets, messenger of the seventh seal. You see that the messenger is a little M. It means that the messenger is Brother Branham. He is a messenger to the seven of seals. Yet the seven of seals was silent. So Brother Branham is a messenger of the silent. How can he be sent for the seven of seals and it doesn't open? When he is sent for that seal, that seal must open. In reality, Brother Branham was the messenger of the seventh seal. You'll understand why they say that. Why they don't talk about the seals, they say the seventh seal. Because the prophet says in the first seal, he says, look here, how the seals were. He said the seals were rolled like this. First seal, with something. nothing to tie to the second. The moment they will put the second seed there, they will roll it again. Until fifth seed. Until the seventh seed. Now I'm asking the question. When it opens, what seed will be the first to open? I didn't hear your amen. What seal will be the first of it? It will be the seventh seal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when, why is the seventh seal?
Seven.
Because it is his coming. He must come down, then he reveals the seal. Yet his coming is the seventh seal. Oh, glory be to God. You cannot know other seals if he doesn't come. But when that coming is unfolding, he's unfolding. The more he comes, the more he unfolds. That's why Christ is the mystery of God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says Christ is the seal. But that coming alone is a 7% with other seals. Are we together? I didn't finish the quote. Now listen here. You see there. Thank you, my brother. Messenger of the seventh seed. Message in revelation was the seventh seed. To the seven trumpets between those two times. Now I want you to know this. The trumpets represents war. I don't have time to put on the trumpet. I wish I would have time to put on the trumpet. Now the trumpet represents war. And the plagues represent the effects of the war. But the seal represents a mystery that is being opened, that must be opened. The Bible says a seal is a mystery, but that must be unfolded. Oh my. Now, listen here. So, the prophet says this, the messenger of the seven of seals. So actually, let us just start it. The seventh angel's message in Revelation 10 was the seventh to the seven trumpets. I don't know if believers are understanding this. The prophet means that Revelation 10 was the seventh. We're going to see it. Don't worry. That silence, what was happening in that silence? It was Revelation 10, 1 to 7. So Revelation 8, 1 equals to Revelation 10, 1 to 7. You're going to see it clearly now. So once it's a silence here, what was happening is a mansion in Revelation 10, 1 to 7. I wish I had a big board to start now drawing things. To prove it again. A quotation. Listen, before that, go, my brother, come to 265. The same
with
the prophet says this now. Oh God.
Oh my.
How can I say this to make people see it? Prophet is worried now on the
floor.
Oh God.
Oh,
how can I say this? In other words, in what language must I say this for people to see? Are we together? Can I move on? Revelation chapter 4, part 2. Paragraph 204. Listen. The seven and last one of these seals
When they opened, it's found in Revelation, the 10th chapter. There was a mighty angel, which was Christ, came down and put one foot on the land and one on the sea. Where are amen? When the last one was opened, my prophet here, it's in Revelation 10. So the last one is the seventh seal. So it's in Revelation 10. Yet we know our promise. It's Revelation 10, 1 to 7. The Bible says that the angel, mighty angel, the Bible says it was Christ. Who can say amen now? So when the prophet says like this, let's carry on. 206. The last one of them is the Revelation 10. I want you to understand that the silence, the seventh seal, it's Revelation 10. He's insisting here. The last one of them is the Revelation 10. Put on the land and on the sea. Time had run out. Redemption is over. And now he comes in as a lion. He was a lamb then. Now he comes in as a lion of the tribe of Judah. Who can say amen? Not tomorrow, now. Now he comes on. Now he comes on as a lion. Then he was the lamb. But now, who can believe this? They will say, how can I say this? Put people to see this. Because once you see this, hallelujah, things now happen automatically. Today I will go in a way that you will see it clearly. Until your eyes are open. If you are elected one. Now if the prophet said the seven of seal was Revelation 10. Let us see what is in Revelation 10. Can we see that quickly? I want us to go there. What the prophet is sending is insisting. The last one was Revelation 10. We're going to study this together. And I saw another mighty angel come from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Who can say amen? And the prophet said, this angel is Christ. I'm going to read you a quotation. He is Jesus Christ. Now I can feel the eagle start now. They were trying to do a bit of dizziness, but now we go. Don't worry, we're gonna fly together. The first, then two says, and he had in his hand a little book open. When you go to Revelation 5, this book was closed. John was crying. Who is worthy? Who is worthy to take this book and to open? But now, hallelujah, after five verses, chapters, after grace, this book now is open. Remember now, one is the mighty angel, Jesus Christ. He's not coming down empty hands. In his hand, there is a little book. That book is open. The prophet says, it's the same book that Adam lost at Christ. The book of redemption. Once Adam lost it, it went back in the hand of the Creator. Because God never wanted the devil to get hold of it. It was hiding a mystery. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God, amen. I wish I had time to go in details there. Let me just go quickly. So we see this Christ coming down with an open book now. The book of redemption. The Bible says it's a title deed where all the names of saved were found. Was your name there? Say amen. Was your name there? My name was there. This time, he's not sending Gabriel, no. This time, he's not sending any other. Jesus himself is leaving heaven, coming down, making sure this book cannot get lost. Christ is coming with something. And Brother Ram says, this Christ comes to worship and to be worshipped. But how do you come to worship empty hands? Because even Jesus himself is coming with something. What about you and I? What do we come to do with empty hands? We don't come to Christ with empty hands. Because himself, Christ, is coming with something. He could have said, I'm Jesus, I don't need to bring something. I'll just pick the book, it will be there. But he had something. It means it was very precious.
Hallelujah.
You are precious, my brother. You are precious, my sister. God is keeping you jealously in the book of redemption. Now remember, the prophet says redemption is got two parts. First one is coming out. Hallelujah. Second one is going in. In other words, if you only come out, you don't go in, you are not redeemed. But many have come out, but they don't want to go in. But tonight, I want to go inside. I'm not afraid. The prophet says, if Mary denied, had denied the commission of Gabriel to her, nothing was going to happen. No matter how the powerful word was, even if the promise is powerful, unless you believe it, if you don't believe it, it will never take place. It will never materialize. Can you say amen? That's why the spoken word is the original. Because every seed must reproduce according to its kind.
Hallelujah.
But the spoken way, before it becomes seed, it must be in the ground. It must take a flesh. Yet man was taken from ground.
Hallelujah.
The spoken way must hit the man flesh before it becomes a product. Oh, glory be to God. Now, the book of
Joshua
is the book of redemption. Say amen. In the Old Testament, you will see it. Give me time. The Bible said the book of Joshua, like the book of Ephesians. Because in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians is the book of redemption. Hey, I wish I can read that. But I want you to pick up those books. Now, Christ is coming with the book of redemption. Yes. That's why they say, the prophet says, redemption finishes when the seven of sin is open. Because he's coming down with that redemption to finish it. Is that clear? Okay, the Bible, my brother, we still want to see the Bible. Verse 2 is coming with a book. Okay, quickly, I can read in my Bible. Coming with a book, little book, open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, left foot on the earth. The prophet says now, and he cried with a loud voice. And when when a lion roars, that's why he says he's coming like a lion. Because when he's coming with a shout, with a voice.
Hallelujah.
He's shouting like a lion. That's why he's coming like a lion. He's shouting like a lion because he comes like a lion. There is no voice without man.
Hallelujah.
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 Can you say glory be to God? He cried with a loud voice. Now, I have a lot of things to read, to go through here. Now he says here, and he cried. And when he had cried, seven thunders
attacked him.
So one, we see the mighty angel Christ. Two, we see the book. Three, we see the thunder. Seven thunder. Can you say amen to that? It's the message, it's the Bible. You can't refuse the thunder. People are afraid of thunder. No, it's here. Maybe someone presents it wrong. I don't mind. Maybe if you present it wrong. But here we want to say the seven thunder. When is coming seven thunders after the
amen?
Can you say amen? Four. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voice, I was about to write. Who was about to write? That was John. The prophet says, John omitted the seven
thunders.
He said, even Jesus, he omitted the seven
thunders.
He preached from the first to the sixth. In Matthew 24, you know that. He started the first seed, the second seed, until the sixth. At the seven of sin, he jumped it. Not even the son knows. Not even the son knows. Because it was his coming. Not even angels know.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Your amens, they make me preach. Then I see they are believers here. Genuine believers. This is the summit of the message. The climax of them. If you don't see this, it's finished. You have missed redemption. The Bible said the messenger of the seven. The one was sent for the seven. My brother. Let's read now. Listen here. And the angel which I saw. Okay, let's go now to seven. But in the days. Oh my God. Of the voice of the seventh angel. When he shall begin to sound. The mystery of God shall be finished. As he has declared. To his servant. The prophet says, Luther was not a prophet. Who can say amen? Wesley never been a prophet. Say amen. Can you say amen? Pentecost. They never brought a real seed. Say amen. They were just carriers.
Hey.
They were carrying the seed. Listen here, my friend. The seed has to die. But we're supposed to have a seed again. But in between seed and seed, they are carriers. There is Hagar. There is Sarah. There is Mary. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I had time to go a little bit again. I feel like preaching on these things. Luther was a reformer. The prophet said he didn't have a word in fullness. But they started the restoration. Because Joel prophesied, I will restore, say the Lord. The prophet said it's not a man who promised restoration. The prophet said it's God himself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who promised restoration. The prophet said a promise is a seed word.
Oh.
It must found a ground. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that day it found a ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The prophet says,
restoration
is done with evening light. Because there is no life without light. The word is the seed. But that word needs the light. The seed needs the sun. That's why the evening light will bring the full restoration of the word of God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. Amen, amen. Dieu te bénisse, mon frère.
merci Seigneur Jésus. Très merveilleux.
Now listen here. When Christ is coming down with the open book, I feel like jumping now. When he's coming down, the mighty angel, Jesus himself, coming down.
Hallelujah.
He must found a man down. Because it's like John the Baptist. When Christ Jesus came, he's supposed to find John the Baptist to introduce him. A prophet must introduce the coming Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. No one can stop this revelation. The pure truth of the word of God. No demon in hell can stop the coming of the angel.
Hallelujah.
Your unbelief will never stop the coming of the angel. It was spoken. And I believe this. And the angel has come down. But when he's coming down, he must find someone to introduce him. Because you and me, we don't know you. We don't know him. John the Baptist.
My God.
Jesus was standing there. People never knew him. But you are standing there. Like now, Jesus is here. People don't want to. They don't want to believe this. Jesus was there. Standing. People seeing like nothing. But John the Baptist was the prophet. He had a vision that on whom you will see the Spirit of God like a dove. He is Christ. But the people never knew him. It needed a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when Christ comes down, he must come to the prophet being the way. So when he's coming down, Brother Branham must be on earth while he's coming. You want a quotation? A quotation. Listen now, this quotation. You want the quotation? Third seal. Follow carefully. Paragraph 41. The prophet says, now he is going to show the church what he done. The prophet says, amen. Can you say amen also? Oh, my. The prophet says, see? Then he just takes, but I'm jumping. But the book is closed. No one knows at all. In other words, no one knew at all. When they say no one knew, it's in the past. No one knew. At all. They know it was a book of redemption. On it there. But it's to be revealed in the last days. No one knew them. But to be revealed today in the last days. How can I say this for you today? According to Revelation, the seventh angel is going to be given the message of that. The message of that. Can you say amen? Hey, let's go on. Oh my God. Because it says that in the time of the sounding of the seventh church angel, no. The seventh angel, when he sounds, all the mysteries of God should be finished up by his sounding. Then after, it's revealed the angel come down from heaven, which was Christ. Now remember, this angel is on earth, a messenger. Say amen. While he's coming, this angel, Brother Branham, must be on earth. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Brother Branham should say, I will be on earth. But he does say, no, this messenger, to make it easy. But it was given to you to understand the mystery of the silence, the mystery of the kingdom. When he said this messenger, you know he's talking about himself. I want to hear a great
angel.
I want to jump. When he is coming down, this one must be on earth. The Bible says, remember, this messenger is on earth. He's not gone yet. He's on earth. If he is gone, you are waiting for him to. If he is gone, who is going to introduce him to you? The Bible says he must be there when he is coming down.
Hallelujah.
Who can believe this?
42. Paragraph
42. Down comes Christ.
Christ
say you see him in the 10th chapter of Revelation. Puts one foot on up on the land, the other on the sea. Rainbow over his head. 43, by jumping, let's
read.
Before the end there. He said, seal it up. What in? Seal up. Don't say it. See, it's to be revealed. But it's not even written in the words. The Bible says it's to be revealed. But it's not even written in the words. In other words, it's to be revealed, yet it's a silence. Can I move on? Now, listen. I don't have time to read all this. The prophet says, God hid his coming in his mind. Can you say amen? He hid it in his mind. Not even the son knows. Hey, let me go read. This one is very important. I'm reading quickly because my time, I don't know. I will just talk about it. He said, not even the son knows. God himself knew it. Comma, the spirit. The spirit is God. It's bringing us in the book of John. Jesus came there. This woman said, we are worshipping here in on the mountain. That woman said, I don't know, we are worshipping in the temple, whatever. You know that woman I'm talking about. Jesus said, you don't know what you are worshipping. It's not even on the mountain or in the temple. You worship what you don't know. He said, you worship what you don't know. He said, because God is spirit, and the hour has come where God is looking for true worship, that will worship him in the truth and in spirit, because he is spirit. Spirit connects to spirit. But the prophet says, God knows himself, the spirit. Jesus as a man, he could not know it. But when the spirit, which is the Father, which is the Holy Spirit, knows. The Bible says God kept it in his mind. But in the sermon, Christ is the mystery revealed.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Hey, I wish I had that. Brother Branham says, this morning, I'm going to tell you what God hid in his mind. He said that was the reason of the silence. It was the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hid it in his secret, in his mind. But this morning, I'm going to tell you what God hid in his mind. Can you say amen? That's why on Sunset Mountain, glory be to God, Brother Branham was caught up
Hallelujah.
Where is the mind? The mind is in the head. All of us caught up in the head. To God took the mind. What God was hiding, bring it down. Glory be to God. It was the second in the capstone, in the head, to take the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Let me jump a lot of things. Time is. Do you give me a bit of time? Hey, let me jump this also. The prophet says this. The seven of seal now. Hey, but I jumped a lot of stuff. I don't know. Because the time is going now. The prophet says this. Part of 106, Christ is the mystery of God. Let me just go down quickly. Going down, God. God's got mystery of how it's a secret. He kept it a secret. Nobody knows nothing about it. Even the angel didn't understand. See, he didn't reveal it. That's the reason under our seventh seal. When the seventh seal was opened, the seventh seal was a silence. It was his coming. But on our mystery, the seventh seal was opened. When it was opened, there was a silence. Jesus, when he was on earth, they wanted to know when he would come. He said, it's not even the Son himself. Even if they don't know when it's going to happen. See, God has this, all this to himself. It's a secret. That's the reason there was a silence in heaven for a space of an hour. And seven times uttered their voices. And John was about, even it was even forbidden to write it. See, the coming of the Lord. So Jesus was forbidden to write the seven of seals, the coming of the Lord. Okay, time is going. Now listen here. 107. He has showed or revealed it in every type that's in the Bible. We're going to see how the prophet says he has revealed and shown it in all the types of the Bible. Today we're going to read the Bible differently. How to see how God was hiding the seventh seal in the types of the Bible. How God was hiding his coming in the types of the Bible. Today you're going to see it. Because when the prophet says something, you must see. Can you say amen? It's your duty to go study the word. How can the prophet say God hid this in the types of the Bible? So it's your job to go now study. Are we together? Now listen here now. But someone was saying, because this Christ has come, why am I not caught up? A good question, eh? Because you cannot separate the second coming and the rapture. Can you say amen? Hey, now that we are going. Today we're going to get your answers. With this prophet. Not myself, but the prophet. The prophet says the first coming of Christ. He came to die. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? But did Christ come and die? The prophet said they were waiting in the temple because Isaiah said, and suddenly he will come in his temple. They saw, the prophet said they saw, and he will fall on the ladder and become there. But the prophet said the first coming is coming to die. The prophet speaks about the end of the first coming. He speaks about the purpose. But first, he must be born. He must grow up. It's already a coming. That's what the prophet says. When Mary believed that it may be done to you, to me, according to thy way, Christ had already come for Mary. When people were preaching, Christ will come, Christ will come. Mary knew he was here. Say amen. First month, second month, people were still preaching. Jesus will come, Jesus will come, and suddenly he will come in his temple. Jesus is coming. But Mary knew that the Jesus they are waiting for is here. And the prophet says, Christ is in the bride today, exactly the same way he was in Mary. When people are waiting for Christ, you know he is here in my heart. The seventh seal, brings Christ in my soul. But people were preaching, he will come. When will he come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But tell me, someone says to me, if Christ has come, why are we going to church? Did Mary stop going to church? Joseph was bringing Mary to church. They were sitting like this. Like my sister. And the preacher was coming like this. Jesus will come. He was also saying amen. Why? Hallelujah. She knew that hallelujah, there will be a manifestation of eye to eye. But her being hallelujah. Knowing the way, she knew in this form, a lot of people want to believe. Someone say it. The Bible says, and every eye shall see him, my brother. And every eye shall see him. My brother, what you are saying is what? I said, not to me, brother. So every eye, why we didn't see all of it? I said, go read again. Every eye, it was not given to you to understand the mystery of his coming. Then I say, go read. Every eye shall see him. Even those that did what? That did what? But did you nail him? That the coming is for the Jews. Say amen. Hey, today. I wish I had time to break it down. You will see today. So the prophet speaks about the purpose, the end. He comes to die. He comes to quarter. He comes in the millennium. But what happens before he dies? That's what you are missing. What happens before you are quarter? That's what you are missing. And the prophet say, someone told me, brother, if he has come, you say, but brother must be on earth. So we had two now. Listen, brother. Seven of seal. Three to six. Reading, you are jumping. Listen. I'm only telling you what I've seen and what has been told to me. And now you, do whatever you want to. Abraham says that. You do whatever you want. I'm just telling you what I saw. Now listen here. Jumping. I just know that those seven thunders, all that mystery. The heavens was quiet. Everybody understands It may be now. It may be the time. It may be the hour now. That this great person that we are expecting to rise on the scene may arise on the scene. What is this great person? It's Jesus Christ. The reason of the silence.
Well,
the Bible said, can it be the time that this great person to be expecting, waiting for? May he come on the scene. Listen. I'm jumping a lot of things. I'm going to finish. May he come on the scene. May he come on the scene. Oh, God help me. Let me just jump this also. Now I'm jumping too much now.
I'm jumping.
Okay. Now paragraph 327. Maybe this ministry that I try to take people back to the word has laid the foundation. And if it is the 7 of three still paragraph 327. And if it has, I will be leaving you for good. They won't be two of us here the same time.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says, we can't be two here. I'm going to leave you for good. Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But did Brother Branham leave us?
Brother Branham, what did he
say? Can you say amen?
Brother
Branham went. It means he has come.
The
prophet said, if it's so, I need to go. We cannot be two here. Say amen. See, if it is, he will increase, I will decrease. This increase and decrease. Don't you find it in John
3:30?
John says, you must increase, I must decrease. You can only say that when you see him. We cannot be two here. He must increase. Me, I must go. Paragraph 3-8. But I have been privileged by God to look and see what it was. See? Unfold to what to that match. Now that is the truth. Say amen. The Bible said now that is the truth. I was privileged to see too much to that. Because that is the truth. Now, I'm going to jump quickly. The Bible says, 233, paragraph
733.
Everything runs out in this time. The end of the seventh seal. Notice, it's the end of the church age. The end of the seventh seal. Actually, it says it's the end of the seventh seal. So the seventh seal ends the seventh seal. It's the end of the trumpet. It's the end of the vials. Even the ushering in of the millennium. That's on the seventh seal. Can you just say amen? 2, 3, 5. Says, that's what the seventh seal. It just ends time for the world. Say amen. Now someone who says, brother, if the seventh seal is open, why the world is not ended? So I don't believe it's not open. You see, it was not given to him to understand the mysteries of the opening of the seventh. Now you might be asking the same question. When we come to church, the prophet says the end of the church age, the end of time. Now listen now. You have a lot of questions. You want the answer now? Listen to the answer. The following paragraph. 234. Seven of seal.
234.
We're coming down, we are just following. The prophet is giving the example of the seven of seal. Hey, I like this. It's just like firing a rocket into the air. And that rocket explodes here and it goes up and explodes again here and it goes up. I mean, it puts 5 stars, one of those stars and whatever. Let me go quickly here. Hey, I like it. I'm already finishing it. One of those stars explodes and blows out 5 stars from it. And then one of them stars explodes and blows up 5 stars from it. See, it fades on out. Now, don't miss this now. Don't miss this. Muzapotes, yeah. Now, the prophet is referring to the seven of seal. To the, it's like firing a rocket.
He
said once the rocket is fired up, it explodes, it goes up, it puts 5 stars, those 5 stars explode, they go up again, they explode, each one explodes, they go up again until they fade out. That's the end of
praise.
What is that now? The seven of seal is a rocket. It explodes. He comes. Once he comes, hallelujah, it moves on. It fulfills some promises. It explodes them. It goes up again. After some time again, it explodes another promise. After some time, it changes your body. After some time, it takes you home. It's still in the seven. But everything that you need is in this seven of seal. Hallelujah. So when the seven is open, it's just a matter of time. Every promise, hallelujah, at a given time, it will happen. It goes up again. A bit of time, it explodes as a promise. It goes up again. But everything is in the seven of seal. Did you understand now? When he comes, there's a time of manifestation. After manifestation, there's a time of resurrection of the day. There is a resurrection of the dead. After that, there's a time of the change of body. After that, there is a quarter. But everything has already come down in Christ Jesus. Heaven. Heaven has come down. The mind of God has come down. And it has been revealed. Eternity has come down. Everything is fulfilled. It's in this seven of seals. But everything has its own time. Are we together? Can you say amen? Now you understand. Now you believe. Now I'm closing the Bible. The prophet said it was revealed in the types of the Bible. So I'm just going to give you references and I talk. Take down 2 Kings 5. You're going to see how the seven of seal was revealed, how the coming of Christ. 2 Kings 5, 1 to 8, until 14. Until 14. It's spoken about Naaman. How many knows Naaman? How many know Naaman? Everyone knows Naaman.
Naaman
was a soldier, was a captain, but he was sick. At his house, there was a small Jewish lady. Let me say, can you tell your husband, the master, that in our land, there is Elisha the prophet who can heal the lepers? Say amen. And when everyone hears about the healing, they come quickly. When everyone hears about the healing, he comes quickly. Naaman came quickly. But But when he came,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, he never knew that he needed a servant for a full healing. Elijah sent a messenger. God tell him, he must go in Jordan. I wish I could preach on Jordan now. I wish I could preach on Jordan. He must go to Jordan. And he must throw himself 7 times. But Naaman was so proud. He said, there are clean waters by us. Why Jordan? There are clean rivers by us. There are good preachers there. We have a good word there by us. But Elijah said, Jordan. Oh, I want to preach on Jordan. Remember Joshua. Okay, let me just leave Jordan. Now listen here. Listen here, my friends. I'm closing. Naaman went there. The first seal. Nothing. The second time. Nothing. The fifth time. Nothing. But the seventh time. The Bible says his body changed. He became like a child. What is that? The seal of the sea is the change. Hallelujah. Is the seal of the change of life. Your change of body is hidden in the seal of the sea. The seal of the sea has got all the vitamins you need. Because the prophet says,
hallelujah,
in the sermon, the spoken word is the original seed. The prophet says, my mission,
hallelujah,
is to forerun this coming Christ, in whom there is the millennium and everything you need. Where is the millennium? It's in you. Just need a manifestation. So on the seventh, it changed his body. Seventh is the seal of changing of body. It was hidden. People didn't know. Second scripture, I'm going to just give four. Ruth, chapter 1.
Ruth 1.
And Ruth 2.
Two.
Go read at home. Even chapter 3. 11. Go read. Ruth 2, 7, 9. Go read. Ruth 1, 1 until the God. What is that? Naomi.
Naomi.
Glory be to God. The book of Ruth, I want to tell you today, it's compared to the book of Revelation. Because Boaz,
Boaz
is Christ in Revelation. Now listen. Now listen. Naomi left the seventh seal. She left the promised land. She went to Moab. To the Moabite. She left the promised land. She went to believe idols. Her husband died. Her two sons. One was married to Ruth. Another one married to Orpah. Say amen to that. Naomi realized that I need to go meet Boaz. I need to go back to the seventh seal. Then she said to my daughters, let's go with you. My daughters-in-law, let's go together. They were coming. Mark 16. You will lay hands on sick. People will recover. Ruth believed. Opa also believed.
Opa, amen, amen.
They were moving. Let's follow me. Luke 17.
Luke 17.
Malachi 4.
Malachi 4.
Ruth believed.
Ruth
Opa believed.
Opa batin.
Okay, let's move on.
Luke
17. 30. Luke
17. 30.
God in human flesh. It was tough for Opa to believe. But Ruth believed. To know that God has come in human flesh. It was a problem for Opa. But it was tough to convince her. But Ruth was believing. They moved on. Hey, Revelation 10:7. Opa said, I can't believe
it.
She was a type of denomination. She backslid. But Ruth said, your cloud will be my cloud. Your God will be my God. His coming will be my coming. I want to meet
Boaz.
Glory be to God. I want the coming of
Boaz.
But
Opa,
backslid. It was not given to her to understand the mission of the kingdom of God. How many Opa we have tonight? It was not given to them to understand the mystery of the silence. But Ruth says, I want to see Boaz. Naomi said, he only comes in the blessed tent. Ruth said, I will believe that I'm going there. But Opa backslid. She went back. Do you see now? It was hidden in the types of the Bible. The coming of Boaz was hidden. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just two more types. Go read Genesis 24.
Genesis 24.
Elijah. Hey, this type here. You must be ready now. Because I'm going to hit the last note. The prophet says, I was crying all my life. When they were telling me you are a telepathy, you are a fortune teller, a lot of things. I said, God, help me. Tell me what is my mission. I took the Bible. Prophet said, I closed my eyes. I was praying the Bible. Then I said, God, where I will put my finger? That will be my mission, my way. Definitely, someone in the Bible had a problem like mine. And he found the answer in this Bible here. Me also, I will find the answer here in the Bible. That's why you must read your Bible every day. The prophet closed the eyes. You must be identified by a scripture in the Bible. Even Jesus, when he came, he took the Bible and he read. He said, today the scripture is fulfilled. But Abraham also came. I don't want to go on that. Now listen to this. Then he preached the Bible. He said, God, where I will put my finger? That will be my way. He closed the eyes. He preached the Bible. He put the finger. He opened the eyes. He said, my finger was on a Genesis 24. Where it is spoken about
Elisha.
He said, I had a shaking because I knew I had a big job to look for
Rebecca.
Can you say amen to that? So Elisha was sent by Abraham. He was trusted by Abraham to go look for Rebecca. Now remember now, when Rebecca came, when Elisha came, there were a lot of things happening. I'm running for time. But he never came empty handed. He was coming to marry, but with something. Why you want to marry for free? It's a problem. Let me just stop here a second. Oh, I want to marry for free. This message. Where is the dory? Where is the why must I pay Lobola? Oh, even Jacob paid. He had nothing. But Laban told him, you must wait. He worked for 7 years. They gave him Leah. He wanted Rachel. Work again 7 years. That was the seven church ages of Israel. And the seven church ages of the bride. Showing that the lamb supposed to be taken on the 10th day of the month, being slaughtered on the 14th day. Meaning the day was taken for 4 days. I don't have time on that.
Hallelujah.
Let's come here, my friend. But listen here. He never came empty handed. Why you want to marry with empty hands? He brought something. Jacob paid something. He worked. You know what is 7 years to wait for it? To work till. Working 7 years. 1, 2, 7. Even Elisha brought something. Even Christ himself. Before he got you, he gave his life something. You must lose something before you get something. Don't want everything. No, you must lose something. Abraham, before he received
Isaac,
he waited for 25 years. Daniel, before he saw the angel of the Lord, he was in the lion's den. Noah, before, hallelujah, I can go on like that. So you need to lose something before you get something. But I'm also saying, but Rebecca's parents, they never asked Elisha brought automatically what he had. They never asked. Why are you asking too much now? That's the problem. Give a hand of praise to God. Yes. Even Christ, he gave his life himself. You didn't ask him. Bring 10,000. Bring 14,000. Bring 15,000. Where is the economy to get 15,000? I'll bring you bond notes. I just want to refresh your mind. How do you feel? How do you feel this tonight? You are feeling rejuvenated. You are feeling filled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I move on now? I see you are fresh and peaceful. I'm just saying you must balance. If you see a brother can afford, yes. But you can say the brother, take give what you have. But brothers, they take advantage when you say that. When you tell a brother, give what you have, he's going to take advantage. He's going to bring you peanuts. That's why they charge you, because they know you are not... If they say, give what you have, it's a problem. So they know you that they tell you that they must charge you because to make you serious. That's why they are charging you. But I just say you must balance, okay? Right. Okay, let's move on. You must see who is the brother, what is doing. You must balance. Don't kill brothers with a lot of things, please. That's why the sisters are also taking long to get married because you are charging too much. Let me move on. Can I move on? The brother also. You can't go when you can't afford. Please, go where you can afford. Because if they ask you to work 7 years like Jacob, you are too weak to work for 2 years. So you must go where you can afford. Okay, can I carry on? So Elisha took, hallelujah, she took Rebecca. Brother Branham came to the bride like Elisha. And when Rebecca were going, they were going with Elisha. Then Elisha will say, stop here, because the lions will pass at this time. And Rebecca will wait. Because Elisha was the guide. You need a guide. When you go to a village for the first time, you must wait. You must ask for those villagers. They will tell you, don't go here, don't go here. Otherwise, anaconda is going to bite you. The same way, you go to a forest, you need a guide of the forest. Don't start walking there, a monkey will cut your ear, a baboon will attack you. You must ask for the guide who can guide you in that forest. And you must listen to that guide. Can you say amen? If he says stop, you must stop. The Bible is like a forest. You need a guide. That guide is a prophet. And they were coming, moving. Elisha and Rebecca. In Genesis 24, somewhere there, 58, 62. Then Rebecca asked, who is that one on Sunset Mountain? Who is the one that is coming there? Rebecca never knew Isaac. That's why she asked. And Elisha said, that is your Isaac. That's your husband. Go to him. Glory be to God. And probably, Rebecca saw only the hay because it was in the maize, it was in the field. She could not see the whole body. She only saw the hay of Isaac. Can you say amen? Where is the body? Rebecca was the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ has come. Where is his feet? You are the feet of Christ. You are the body, the bride. The bride is the body of
Christ.
That's what Brother Branham says. God has got no other hands than your hands and mine. No other mouth than yours and mine. No other feet. Why? You are the bride, the body of Jesus Christ. He is the head. That's why you saw the head coming to keep the bride. Can you say amen to that? Can you say amen to that? Did you see his coming? You are his body. The same way you see Jesus going, the same way he will come down. How did he go? He was a man. Until he was in the wind, he became a cloud and disappeared. How will he come? He will be a cloud first before you see him in the middle. There is no promise that says Jesus will put his feet down before the earth is cleaned. No. You will never see Jesus walking down. No. There is no promise like that. It must be cleaned first. Its war must come first. Yet that will be in the millennium already. Can you say amen to that? That's what the prophet says. Even if they say he's here with his scars, I'm not going to believe. Say amen to that. People are waiting to say he's here. The prophet says, don't believe. There is no promise that we will come here before this world is clean. No. The same way you saw him going. The last one, I'm closing. Go read Joshua 6,
Joshua chapter 6,
14,
14
to 17,
17,
6, 3, 4.
16, verse 4.
My friends, this is Joshua.
Joshua.
The prophet says, Joshua is the same word as Jesus. How many read that? How many read that? Raise up your hand. The prophet says, and I like this now. Joshua means
Jehovah
says, exactly like Jesus means Jehovah says. That's why Jews call Jesus Yeshua. Hallelujah. Which means Jesus. Now it's the same way.
Now, the prophet says,
the same way Joshua sent messengers to Jericho, the same way Jesus sent messengers during the seven church ages. Amen. I wish I had time to read. Now listen, when Joshua sent messengers to go to Jericho, hallelujah, Jericho was a seal. It was surrounded. It was walled. But it needed
Joshua
to come and break that seal. But when he sent messengers, only Rahab received the message. Only Rahab received Brother Branham. And she was given a token, a red scarlet, a photo of pillar of fire to put in a house, like a token of the end of the Lord. Can you say amen? The prophet said Rahab was a Gentile, a prostitute, like you and I. We were prostituted with wrong denomination, with wrong doctrine. We were defiled with Catholic Methodism, exactly like Rahab. But when Brother Branham came, like the messenger came, the angel, hallelujah, Rahab welcomed the
message.
And the messenger went back to Joshua. Brother Branham went back. Now this time, Joshua himself must come. This time, Jesus himself must come. Now listen how he's coming. When he came, they said he must stand 6 times. But the seventh, because Joshua wanted to enter in
Jerusalem.
Joshua wanted to break the seventh seal. Joshua wanted to get wrath. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The first time, the second seal, the third seal, but at the seventh time, they say, sound the thunder, sound the trumpet, and the walls of Jericho, on the seventh seal, it fell down. Hallelujah. All your troubles are finishing on the seventh seal. When you believe the seventh seal, all your troubles are finished. And when Joshua got inside, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
can you say amen? When Joshua came in, the prophet says that Rahab was listening to the tape in her house while Joshua was already there trying to kill enemies. You are asking yourself, if Christ has come, why am I still here? No, he has already come. He's busy killing the enemies. He's been fighting the demons, fighting adultery, fighting lies, cutting everything. He's almost where you are now. The prophet says, while Joshua was already there, Rahab was busy playing the tape of the prophet, the same way here. Hallelujah. We are busy coming to church, but Christ has already come. He's killing our last enemies. He's very closer to us. After the battle, he's going to take you home. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Let the coming of the Lord bless your life, bless your family, bless your way. Let his coming rejoice your heart. He has already come, but he's finishing our enemies. Very soon, you keep on playing the tape. Keep on coming to church. Keep on preaching the way. He's closer to you. Hallelujah. Joshua was already there while Rahab was playing the tape. Keep on coming to church. Don't get tired. He has already come. He's finishing in the last enemy. This battle, it needs Christ himself. May his coming fill your heart. God bless you. God bless you. Shalom. Shalom. The seventh seal, the coming of Jesus Christ in your life to take you home. But before he takes you, there are preparations, there are cleanings, and only him can do that. May God bless you again. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet now. How do you feel now? Can you give a hand of praise to God? Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, oh. Dance for him for his coming. Now you understand. Oh, hallelujah, oh. If you feel like running, you can run out. You can jump. Hosanna, hallelujah. Oh, makanaka, oh. Makanaka, oh. Makanaka, hosanna. Makanaka, oh. Oh, hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Hallelujah, oh. Oh, rumbi sae, oh. Oh, rumbi sae, oh. Sana, hallelujah, oh. For the last time.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Anna. Greet your neighbor. Greet your brother. Say, God bless you. Greet your brother, greet your sister. Say, God bless you. Say, God bless you. It was given to you to understand the mystery of the coming of the Lord. The mystery of the silence. God bless you, my friend. Keep on praying for me. Pray for me. I also pray for you. Isn't this wonderful? It's so wonderful. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. I don't feel like leaving you. I feel like staying with you here. The anointing is right. The atmosphere is right. Right now you can pronounce a word. You can pronounce a word. Because that's the power of the faith of you. After believing this kind of way, you just need to talk. You just pronounce a word. And things will happen. Because that was the power of creation. Listen to you now. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.